Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. My name is Mike, and this week it's me again. Yep, this week I want to talk to you about something that is very, very important. And that's this little thing that no matter where you finish in a race, you are awesome. This episode is all about, and it goes out to the grinders, the back of the packers. You know who you are. You're the guys that at your local 5K, the really awesome athletes are there in the front, and they're down in that little sprint. I'm about to sprint and gallop off dance, and they got their one hand on their GPS sports watch, and they're just ready to wait for the gun to go off, and the gun goes off, and they hit the button, and pow, they're out of there, and you never see them again. And you're in the back, and your debate is, you know, I could grab another donut and stick it in my pocket and eat it in a little while. And you know that by the time you're done with your first mile, those zoomies are going to be done with their race. This episode goes out to y'all because I am one of you and I love running. I love competing. I just love everything about the running community. It is so supportive, so amazing and everything. And I think this is because, you know, there's the recent controversy where the Boston Marathon said anybody who didn't finish in under 6 hours didn't have an air quotes official finish. And, you know, you're seeing a lot of the elites and everything. I saw this meme. I think that I'm saying that word right, but it was talking about, you know, elite athletes and what they say about the back of the packers. Every single elite, whether it's Meb or Des Linden, I mean, the absolute, absolute top athletes out there that have gotten first place in Boston marathons and London marathons, they've gotten an Olympic medal and everything. You know what they say about the back of the packers? They say, you know what? Kudos to them because they're out there running the same race we are. And they're out there doing the same miles. They're out there grinding it out. And they deserve the same applause that we do finishing first. Every single one of them to a T says that. But you know what us back of the packers do? We look at ourselves and we sit there and go, man, I'm not much of a runner. I'm not able to keep up with all these youngins. That's something that has actually come out of my lips. You know, and it's one of those things that I tell myself, no, Mike, that's not true. But, you know, it's one of those things that it's frustrating when you know that you're out there, you're running the same 50K as everybody else, but you know that, you know, it's probably going to take you 7 to 10 hours. Everybody else is done in half that. And sometimes way more than half. I ran a recent 50K and the top finisher did it in 3:41. I came in 9:20. Yeah, I mean, it was a grinder for me. You know, I wasn't the last runner. I was back in the back of the pack. It was okay. But you know what? Sometimes we look at that and we go, geez, I'm not much of a runner. You know, we look at our Coro sports watches or our Garmin or the kajillion other makers of watches out there, and we look at our stats. Like sometimes I have to laugh sometimes because I look at Coro's and they have this wonderful stat board and everything. And the other day I did 20 miles in 3.5 hours and I am like top of the world. Yes, my conditioning is there. I feel awesome. And then I look at my app and it basically said, you're not running to your average, you're not in your zone. And it totally cracks me up because it gives like predictive finishes. And it's got me running a 3:19 marathon. And I'm like, in whose fantasy world is Mike going to run a 3:19 marathon? Ain't happening. I mean, I was excited about running 20 miles in 3.5 hours, 3:19 marathon. So all of my stat, where's your training level at in the app thing are all like, yes, you stink. You're down in the 65 percentile. You're not even a runner, you know, and all these things can force you to feel like you're not a runner. I love Strava is probably one of those things that I have a love-hate relationship with it. I love Strava because it is the first app that I found that I could keep track of the miles on my shoes. That's why I started using Strava. I kind of then in like 2017 started looking and going, oh, wait, somebody ran this thing over here. I wonder where the heck, that starts and everything. And then I would find trails that other people had ran in the Bighorn Mountains, and I would go find them and go run them because I found them on Strava. But Strava's just become this weird social media thing that I just don't get. But you look at Strava, and I had to laugh the other day because Azumi posted run, and he had done like 8 miles an hour, and he's going, man, really rough run. And I'm sitting there going, rough run, dude. You're averaging like 7 minute miles. You even got down into like 6 and 6.5 minute miles. I mean, man, that's a good run, man. Be excited about it. And then I'm looking at my run the same day, and I'm like, yeah, I just ran 6 miles in an hour and a half. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I'm a Zoomie. And if you're not careful, what can happen is you can look at all these stats, you can look at all this stuff, and you can sit there and go, maybe I'm not a runner. And I know a lot of people who, because they've gotten slow, they just quit and they just stop. And so here's what I want to say. This episode is going live the day after Memorial Day. Remember something. Memorial Day is all about remembering our soldiers who gave their all for this country. But I want you to remember something else. Remember that when you step out and you go do something that seems impossible to you and you finish the daggone race, you are awesome. Let me throw some numbers at you, okay? Because these numbers will blow you away. So I started my ultra running journey in 2014. So in 2014, and this is from the ultrarunning.com stats. I love numbers, so I'm just gonna throw out some numbers at you real quick, okay? So in 2014, there were 994 ultramarathon events, 1,475 races, 48,291 unique runners, 20,921 first timers. Total finishes for 2014 was 84,865 total finishes. So average finishers per race came out to be 57.54. All right. So let's fast forward to 2020, the pandemic year when we all just had a blast. There were 752 events, 1,172 races. There were 34,760 unique runners, 12,000 first timers, 46,838 finishers for a 39.96 finisher per race. All right. Fast forward to last year. This will blow your mind. Last year, there were 1,759. Look, this is North America, okay? This is not the world, all right? These numbers just blow my ever-living mind. Last year, 1,759 events, 2,807 races, 86,986 unique runners, first-timers, 35,501. There were 130,988 total finishes for an average finishers per race of 46.66. I mean, those are phenomenal, phenomenal numbers and everything. So here's what I want to tell you, all right? If you finished a race last year, all right, let's just go, how many people live in the United States? What's the population of the United States? So I'm actually Googling this. 333.3 million people in the United States. Okay. And only in this is last year, 130,988 people who finished an ultramarathon. So let me just put this in perspective for you. The population of the United States, 333 million people. Only 130,000 finished an ultramarathon. All right? To me, that's phenomenal. So here's the thing. If you finished an ultramarathon last year, you're in a unique group of people. You are one of a very, very small percentage of the total population of the United States who got out and finished an ultramarathon. I'd love to tell you what the 5K stuff is, but I'm actually a little bit afraid to look up, how many people ran a 5K last year. But I'm sure take that 130,000 and multiply it by 10. I don't know. Million people. Let's just say a million people ran a 5K last year. Let's say you ran your first 5K last year and you finished your first 5K last year, and I don't care if it took you an hour. All right? You finished it. What I want you to do is I want you to think about that if there were 1.3 million people who finished a 5K last year, you're still a less than 1% of the population of the United States who finished a 5K race. Are you starting to see how unique this is? That when you dare yourself to go out and attempt big things, you're amazing. You're awesome. And I don't care if you're the dead frickin' last person in a race. You finished. And that is something to be extremely proud of. That is something to look at yourself in the mirror and go, hey, you're a runner. I don't care if you're, doing 20-minute miles. I really don't care. You know what? You're a runner. And I just want to encourage you to keep on getting out there, to keep on attempting to do big things. I didn't start out going, I'm going to finish my 60th ultramarathon before my 60th birthday. That's an average of six ultramarathon finishes a year because I've been doing it. This is my 10th year doing it. That's not bad. Finishing six ultramarathons a year. That's a lot of miles. Am I proud of it? Heck yeah. Have I ever won a race? Nope. I did get on the podium. I think I've been on the podium twice. One time, I'm pretty sure I was one of two guys who ran this race and actually finished it. So that kind of puts you on the podium in the men's race. Yay, I was second. So that'll give you a perspective of racing in Wyoming. Sometimes there's just not a lot of people in the race, man. But here's the thing. Am I proud of all my ultramarathon finishes? Absolutely. Am I proud of every single one of my ultramarathon starts? Absolutely. I am proud of every single last one of them because you know what? What's changing is I'm changing. Every time I toe the line, I'm expecting me to be a different person when I finish that race. I'm expecting my perspective on life to be a little bit different when I finish that race. And so should you. Because you know what? You're unique. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're an amazing person just because you toe the line. Doesn't matter where you finish, doesn't matter when you finish, you're amazing. I don't care if the Boston Marathon says, hey, you're not an official finisher if you didn't do it in 6 hours. You know what? If it took you over 6 hours to finish the Boston Marathon and you went across that finish line anyway, you're a Boston Marathon finisher in my book. And that's the way you've got to look at yourself. You just have to look at yourself and say, you know what? Doesn't matter how I did, it doesn't matter where I finished. I'm a runner and I'm proud of myself. Because here's my thing to you. I'm an ultra marathoner. I'm getting ready to go do my 60th finish of an ultra marathon at 6 days in the dome, celebrating my 60th birthday. I would say it's pretty special to be able to look at yourself and say, I have finished 60 ultra marathons. So here's coming from a 60 time, not quite there, but in less than a month, 60 time finisher of ultra marathons. When you finish your next race, I want you to look at yourself. I want you to not pay attention to what Strava or your watch app or anything says about you. I want you to look at yourself and say, you know what? I'm proud of you because I am proud of you for getting out there and attempting big, difficult things that may not look like something that you're used to doing or something that you think you can do. Because if you can go out and toe the line of a race and start it and finish it, you're awesome. That'll do it for this week's episode of Living an Ultralife. Thank you so much for listening.